Hey.
Security.
Good morning. We are not right on time, but we're here. Mark Weeks, are you on here with us? Mark. There's Mark Smith. How about you, Mark Weeks? You here? Oh, I see. Guys waiting to be admitted. Sorry
Mark
about that.
Smith.
There you are, Mark. Mark Weeks, you there?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mark Smith. Good to see you this morning. Good to see who that
kind
is.
Of.
How you see me?
Good to see you, man. Mark Weeks? Where
John
are
Kemp?
You? Wait, I'm waiting for our sharer. I see him on the list. Oh, there he is. Yeah, Mark, you there? Hey, brother, you ready for us?
Morning.
There you are. Okay, now I can hear you. Well, good morning, y'all. Glad you're here. Sorry for the slowness getting it on there, but we're here. And Mark's brother, so you can get started. Mark Weeks is one of the Edge guys. He actually went to Fort Wayne, Indiana with us a week ago to help launch that chapter up there. Look, I don't know if any of those folks on here yet, but anyway, he was a great companion on the road. And he also owns the Barbaritas restaurants around here. So y'all go eat some Barbaritas. But in the meantime, Mark.
Yep. All right, Kevin, thank you much. Hey, let's just open up in a quick word of prayer this morning. Father God, Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to come together. Lord, we're just a group of like-minded men who love Jesus and love all that you do for us in our lives and our businesses and our families, Lord. And we thank you so much for the opportunity to start our morning, just to be in the edge and learning from others that just come before us and continue to emulate what you ask us to do in our daily lives, Lord. So we love you. We thank you. We ask this in Christ's name. We pray. Amen. Gentlemen, this morning I want to talk about being a warrior and what that consists of and how it looks like. I've got two scriptures that I've been meditating on this week. The first one is comes from Psalms 44, 5. And it says, though we push back our enemies through the name, we trample our foes. And the second one is in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. It says, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, and do everything in love. I'm going to give an analogy with football, guys. I was a high school football player and played some junior college football as well. And as we all know, football is a very violent sport, right? There's no denying it. When a bunch of 200 plus pound men hit each other running at speeds of 15 to 20 miles per hour, we smash into each other's, and it can actually produce almost a ton of tackling force. That's 2,000 pounds of tackling force. That's a lot. And yet we watch it. You know, there's just something about it. We watch. Maybe it's the glory of being an athlete or the special all of a man who, in the midst of an injury, wills his body to the field, drags himself physically, mentally, and emotionally through a game, which sometimes actually we have no business playing in. He should be on the injury list, but yet somehow he's pulled himself up from the deck to fight for victory, to fight for his team. We reveal in macho stories of heroism because warriors are revered. Warriors are esteemed. Warriors are remembered. Warriors may not always have a weapon, but they ultimately say, here is something I love and hold dear. It's my faith, my family, my business. You are the enemy, and you will not hurt what I love without going through me. Warriors, we fight physically. We fight emotionally, mentally, and spiritually for something greater than themselves. We don't always understand the consequences, but we simply know that we must fight. We want to win, but we are dedicated to the fight. We know that without the fight, there is not a victory at all. So as warriors, we place ourselves at risk in order to have a chance. But yet we just watch. We feel the urge and inkling of the warrior inside, but we have become accustomed to watching. The adrenaline rush from watching our team win seems to satisfy the internal call. Our TVs and smartphones deliver the perfect placebo, which dampens the sound. We're able to watch the war, but we have become less willing to fight it. And yet the war still takes place all around us. Our families are under attack. Our values are being threatened subtly and violently. Our focus is being diverted, and we are sleeping on the post. Today, we ask one question. That's what I'm going to ask, one question. What are we willing to fight for? There's a battle, and it's for our heart, our family, our friends, and our values. The battle is for everything, and the devil plays for keeps. So this is our call. You feel it, you seek to satisfy it. God made the way because he knew that you would have to fight. Now it's time to equip ourselves as the men, the fathers, the leaders of our families to be the warrior and fight. This day and age, guys, I know it. I see it in my business. I know y'all see it in your business, in our families, in our faith, in the woke environment that we live in today, that we're called to be warriors of Christ. And he prepares us daily for the battle. He gives us the armor, and we need to be prepared to go into it. So let's be warriors today, men. Let's go fight for what we know, for the cause of being faithful followers of Christ. Thank you so much for your time today, and I hope you all have a great day.
All right, good word, Mark. Hey, talk about going out and being the edge. That is certainly a challenge to get out there and be the edge. So thank you for that. All right, guys. Hey, next week we'll be diving into the biblical worldview training stuff that each of our folks will share different elements to that over to get a nice glimpse at that while you're in there. And pretty soon we should have the dates for the Sehoy event. So keep your eyes open for that. And we're going to have some fun together down there in October. Otherwise, go be the edge.
War Eagle.
Thanks, Mark. Good word.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Mark.